Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Cheap Cheetah Money Show, a place for saving, making, and having fun with your money. We offer you a chance to learn new and creative ways to reach your financial goals. Here on the Cheap Cheetah Money Show, it's always about the money. To contact us, visit our website at www.cheapcheetah.com or at www.cheapcheetah.webs.com. And now, here is your host, Hill.
Good morning, my Cheap Cheetah family. How are you this morning? It is December 7th, 2015, and can you believe it? The year is over. You know, what do we have, like 2-3 weeks, maybe, tops? I can't believe the year went so fast. You blinked and it was over. Welcome, my Cheap Cheetah family. I want to thank my people in my archives, my chat room people, and the people who email me all the time. Thank you. And I want to say happy Hanukkah to my people who are celebrating Hanukkah. I think it's the second day today. So happy Hanukkah. Have a great holiday. Be blessed and be safe. To all my Hanukkah folks, people who celebrate Hanukkah. Now, before we get into the cheapskate way to have a fun holiday, we are talking, what I want to talk to you about is cheap cheetah merchandise. You know, I've lost my train of thought because I got so excited being here with you. Cheap cheetah merchandise is still available. You got the books, you have the t-shirts. All you have to do is go to cheapcheetah@blogspot.com and you'll see it on the side. Also, you can go be a part of my Facebook page and like me on Facebook. Be a follower. I always give you information about the great merchandise you can get. Also, there was a contest going on. It's still going on. Before the end of December, if you email me at cheapcheetahyahoo.com and you tell me your best money-saving tip for the holiday, the one who saves the most money on their tips will get a crazy Cheap Cheetah t-shirt, or you'll get a Cheap Cheetah handbag. So it's a little tote bag. So, let me know what it is you did to save the most money for the holidays. I'm very curious, and the winner will receive either a Cheap Cheetah tote bag or a Cheap Cheetah t-shirt. So that is still going on for those of you who want some great Cheap Cheetah merchandise for free. So with that, and folks, you know how to follow me. You know how to get in contact with me. If you have any suggestions or comments or anything, feel free. We are family. I always tell you that it's the holidays. I want you to come home. So come home to the Facebook page. It's the Cheap Cheetah Money Show. Or email me at cheapcheetahyahoo.com. I'm always open for your suggestions, your comments. You know, there's nothing you cannot tell family. So come back. And next year, which I wanted to buy you a cup of coffee this year for the holidays, but next year I will offer the same thing. I want to buy you a cup of coffee, but we'll talk about that next year. Because I want to start a meetup group for the Cheap Cheetah Money Show. So we'll talk about that in the coming 2016. Now, Cheap Cheetah holiday. You know the holidays are here, and Hanukkah's here, and then we're coming into Christmas in a minute. And we all should have good cheer until time to start spending money and until the bills come in come January. You can still have fun, and you can have fun the cheapskate way, or if you want to say the frugal way, or the thrifty way. I don't care what you call it, as long as you save money doing it, okay? A name is just a name. It's not the name. It's the action that goes behind doing what you're doing. So we're going to talk about holiday the cheapskate way. As far as, you know, I know Hanukkah's here, and the holidays are what, in 2 weeks? So it may be a little bit late, but you know what? You can still try for doing this next year. Heck, even try for this year. You can do surveys. Do surveys online to get free Amazon cards, gift cards to use to buy your holiday gifts. Only thing it's doing is costing you time and no money. And I know a woman, I read her blog, where she's done this, started like this year, and she's accumulated quite a bit of free cards from Amazon, and she buys her kids gifts and she buys her husband gifts off Amazon, and the only thing it costs her was her time to do surveys. So look for surveys who give also online surveys who give money, but also who give gift cards, and you can use those gift cards to buy merchandise. Get it free sites that give, get it free, a site that gives gifts, free samples, and basic gift basket samples to put together. Sorry, folks, I'm getting tongue-tied. All right, let me start again. There's a site called Get It Free. What they do is they tell you all the sweepstakes that's coming out. They give you stuff. They tell you all the samples that you can get for free. They also give you coupons that you can get for free. I use the getitfree.com site all the time because I've gotten some free stuff. I've gotten shampoo, toothpaste, detergent, allergy medication. I've gotten a lot of stuff from them throughout the course of the year. And all you have to do is just sign up, and they'll say, well, like Kellogg's maybe giving you a free coupon or whatever. So what I did was I got all the free samples I can get that I felt that was really worthwhile, like the detergents, the lotions, the perfumes and everything. And they give nice size. These companies give nice size samples. So what I did was I took the samples and I made gift baskets out of them. You know, and really nowadays a gift basket is a little cute little shopping bags. So I got little cheap little shopping bags, you know, little gifts, and I made gifts out of them. Because what it cost me? It cost me time. I got these free samples. I know people can use them. So I made gifts out of them. Hey, one cheap cheetah way to give gifts. And I'm going to tell you another cheap cheetah way to give gifts, okay? We go on a lot of... Some of us go on a lot of vacations, right? Maybe we go to the mountains. Maybe we do a cheap cruise, whatever the case may be. I'm going to tell you what I did this year. I went on a cruise last month, like in September, for argument's sake. I went on a cruise in September, and the cruise ship gives you these little, like, cruise bags. Like, Princess Cruise Ship gives you these little bags that they put in your room, I guess, to do your shopping and stuff. I got two bags, and what I did was, as I went shopping or as the cruise was giving you whatever it is, like they gave you a little chocolates or if you won something at the casino or whatever the case may be, whatever I can get for under a dollar, then I put it in the two bags, and I wrapped the bags up really nice, and I'm giving them for gifts because the bags didn't cost me nothing because the cruise gave me the free bags. And every port I went to, like I went to the 99-cent store. So when I went to Canada, I went to the 99-cent store to find out what they have different than we have here in New York. And I would buy, like, little gifts to throw in the little bags. Also, at night when we were getting candies and whatever from the ship, whatever the ship was giving me that was cute, I didn't need it. I threw it in a little bag. So that's one of the ways that I got, like, two Christmas gifts out of my vacations. This is what you can do. When you go on vacation, go to the 99-cent store or find out wherever your destination is. It's free. You can find little gifts that you can, like, well, I'll hold this for the holidays to give away. Use Craigslist. A lot of people use Craigslist for a lot of things, but also if you're not aware, Craigslist has a free section. And see who's giving away what for free. Free decorations, free Christmas trees, whatever you think that you may need, free wrapping paper, whatever you think that you may need for free. Also, there's another site called FreeCycle. You have to sign up for FreeCycle, and they also show you in your area who's giving what away for free. Nothing beats free, folks. As long as it's in good condition and you can use it, then why not get it for free? Remember the candy from Halloween? Well, it's time to use it to do all that baking, and you can also create cute gifts with it. Okay, you give it to coworkers and stuff, but a lot of times people use Halloween candy for baking. I don't know about you, but this year I didn't see a lot of inexpensive Halloween candy after Halloween. To me, they said it was 50% off, but they didn't jack up the price, so it was really back to normal. Okay? For your coworkers, if you know you want to give them gifts, bake something. Everybody likes to eat. They may like your cookies, your cake. Bake one cake, say here. If you have a special coworker that you're, you know, especially bonded to, give them a gift certificate for coffee or, I don't know, maybe a Macy's gift certificate or a dollar store gift certificate, something like that. Like maybe make it $5 or something. While I'm telling you this, I hope that you are doing all this on a budget, okay? Christmas can get really expensive, and I've heard where people spend a couple hundred, a couple thousand dollars on gifts, and really you're just buying gifts for people who may or may not use them, who may or may not appreciate them. So say, look, I have maybe $100. I only spend $50 if I spend that much. But I only have $100, and that's all there is. So you do what you got to do. As far as kids, we all, a lot of us have kids in the house. Instead of getting them a gazillion gifts that they'll look at, play with for 20 minutes, and don't play with anymore, each child gets one gift, okay? And then tell them, look, we donate the rest of the money for a good cause. Or you know what I think is even better besides donating the money? Take the money that you would normally spend for a child and give him maybe one gift, like I said, or maybe two, top. And they say, look, the rest of the money we would have spent, we're buying stock with, or we're putting it into savings bonds for your future. These kids won't understand that, I know, but they'll appreciate it in the long run. So take the money and use it towards doing something really cool with it and not buying gifts. Because one thing I do see, I can tell the parent who bought them, their kids a lot of gifts during the holidays, because I always see a lot of gifts at the garage sale, all these toys, buckets and buckets of toys where they've spent thousands of dollars on these kids. And these kids are like, okay, I play with it for 20 minutes and I'm done with it. So really think outside the box. And the dollar store is pretty good for toys. I'm just saying, Goodwill and Salvation Army and thrift stores have brand new and like brand new stuff cheap. So if you're looking for good holiday gifts or sometimes, you know, you want to get something funky or something fun, you know, thrift stores. Goodwill is a little pricey here where I am in New York. So, but you can still find some good stuff at thrift stores. Flea markets are still around because they have the holiday fairs. Churches still have the holiday fairs. So you look for something fun. Why does the holiday always have to be serious? Maybe you want to get a little fun, like an ugly sweater for somebody that's, you know, they would appreciate it because they would laugh about it. Or you say, well, I'm going to get, if you're doing the aunts and uncles thing, I'm going to get them something fun, but I'm going to give them something together, like a fun little household thing. So it's not getting two gifts, you're getting one thing for the house. Think about it. Nothing says I appreciate you and love you more than a food card, meaning a gift certificate for food. Food's expensive. You can say, well, okay, I'm going to give maybe my neighbor a $10 food gift card, or my aunt a gift card for maybe $20, you know, because food's expensive. So nothing says I love you like giving somebody a food gift card. I wish somebody would have gave me one. At least a Dunkin' Donuts gift card, you know, not so much Starbucks, but a food gift card is really appreciated. Matter of fact, I'm sorry, my mother did give me one. She gave me a BJ's card for $100 one year. I loved it. Like I said, because food is so expensive, it'd be nice for somebody else to foot the bill once in a while. Like I said, have your holiday budget, $50. If you are doing the holiday this year, you're having a holiday party, you're having people over, food-wise, if you're doing the cooking, as far as meats and stuff, chicken is cheap. Okay, I don't know, maybe you can do another turkey. I know we just got over Thanksgiving. Turkey should be cheap, too, if you're going to do a ham. Heck, you know what? Do a casserole. Casseroles are always inexpensive if you're serving somebody. Do meatloaf, beef is too expensive right now. Do a beef stew. Why must you do the hams, you know, the big hams that's overpriced, or maybe the turkeys that's overpriced? Do a meat that is cheap. And like I said, chicken right now is very cheap. You can do two kinds of chicken, barbecue chicken, baked chicken, and throw some sides around as far as rice or breads or whatever the case may be. Just fix it up, make it really look fancy. Or you can do a beef stew. Or you can tell everybody for the holiday we're doing potluck. You know I'm big on potluck. So tell everybody bring some, and you just supply the place, and maybe you just supply the big meat, and everybody just bring the sides around to it. And then he's like, how are you going to ask people to do this for the holiday? Easy, easy, because times are hard, and money is food's expensive. So your family probably won't mind. You know, gives them something to do, and it's like, yeah, you know, they can break. Well, I made the potato salad. Well, I made the biscuits. Well, you know, well, hey, I like that you know, I like this turkey you made, you know. Give them something to brag about. Holiday gift cards. Okay. What are we talking about? The holiday gift cards, you know, Merry Christmas, and, you know, people back in the day, and some of them still do send holiday gift cards, and holiday gift cards are expensive. Even if you buy the box and you start sending holiday gift cards away to tell people, look, I remember you, I appreciate you, that's all well and fine, but the postage has gotten too daggone expensive. So if you can, send a holiday gift card through email. I'm sure there's free holiday gift cards you can get through email, or call a person up and say, look, I'm thinking about you, I appreciate you, whatever it is you want to say. But sending a card, besides the postage being expensive, the line right now for the post office is probably going around the block. So ain't nobody want to deal with that right now. So think about it. Send the I love you notes and the thank you, I appreciate you notes. Tell it through a phone call or tell it through the email, much cheaper. Start saving right now because the holiday clubs are started already for your holiday 2016, okay? You heard I talked about the $1 challenge. I talked about that a few episodes ago. Start saving now for next year. If you know that you want to do Christmas big, or even if you know I want to get out of here for Christmas, I want to take my family to Disneyland, or I want to go to Bahamas and lay out on the beach and drink a Mai Tai for Christmas, hey, that's even better. I want to go up to the mountains and ski for Christmas, that's even better. You got to plan for it, right? Everything we do in life, we must plan for, especially when it comes to money. Plan for it now. Open a Christmas account. Put money aside somewhere in an account you're not going to touch. Anything you do that's extra besides your 9-to-5 paycheck, if you take on an extra job, if you roll coins, whatever you do, if money comes in your hands unexpectedly, put it in your Christmas club because you know, look, I'm going to Bahamas next year. I'm going to Hawaii next year. We're doing one great family vacation next year, which saves on a lot of things. It saves on you cooking for the family for the holiday. It saves on buying all these gifts for the holidays, and you have a fun experience with the money you spent, and your kids would probably love it. And you and your partner would probably love it, too, because you're taking the money and having an experience with it. Instead of taking the money and buying these gifts where in 2-3 months they're probably sitting somewhere either broke or not being paid attention to. You know what I'm saying? Use the money for experiences. Give the gift of time to someone that you love. We are so busy. We're running. We're taking care of kids. We're doing jobs. We're doing so many outside things that we forget that the people in our lives just need us to be there, to talk to hold their hand, to take them for a walk. You know, just to be there for them and say, hey, I'm here for you. Let's do something. Let's do something fun. Let's ride bikes or whatever, just to be there. Giving the gift of time is so important. I can't even explain it. It's because you don't want to, in the long run, said woulda, coulda, shoulda. I should have spent more time with this person, but now I can't because the person is no longer here. Or I should have said the things to this person because this is what I was feeling inside, but I was too busy running and so concentrated on something else that I'm unable to say that to that person any longer. You know what I'm saying? So spend the gift of time with people that you truly care about. Take a minute, take a breath, and say, look, I need to call Aunt Betty or I need to call my sister. I haven't spoken to her in like 5 years. You know what I'm saying? Because that's the most valuable gift you can ever give to a person. Pick up the phone and say, hey, I was thinking about you. You know, let's get together. What you doing? So, also donate your time. A lot of people, a lot of the elderly, sometimes the homeless, a lot of people who don't have family, donate your time to worthwhile causes and charities and things that a lot of people out here are less fortunate than us. So let's donate the time. Because money, everybody donates to. It's time that no one donates to as much of. I don't want to talk about the regifting. A lot of people don't like it. But you know you got that necklace that somebody gave you that you really don't like. You know, you got them sweaters in there and you got that bracelet. Or what about that bag with all that stuff on it? You're like, oh, this is nice. Thank you very much. Regift it. Don't give it to the person that gave it to you, but, you know, keep it moving. Move it forward. There's nothing wrong with regifting. A lot of people do that. A lot of people regift. What else we got? Entertaining for the holidays. A lot of people like to entertain. They like to go out and stuff. In your newspaper, look for holiday events in your community. Like my community is having a tree lighting. They're having a menorah lighting. They're having cookies and juice and music, and it's all free. So look for community things that you and your kids and your family can do. Go see the holiday lights, because everybody and their mother right now has holiday lights. And some people go way over the top. And I always want to know, what is your ConEd bill? What is your electric bill going to be like after this over-the-top display? But some of them are really nice. Host a grab bag exchange with your friends. And everybody buy gifts under, say, $3. And serve cookie and tea and a nice little cheap bottle of wine, and have a grab bag with your friends and stuff for like $2. Even if you want to go extravagant and say, okay, we're going to have a $5 grab bag gift, and make it fun and crazy, and you know, because that's what the holidays is all about. Get movies from the library. A lot of Christmas movies, a lot of cartoons and stuff, you know, holiday movies are out there on TV. You can get some good movies from the library. You and your kids can watch a holiday movie, get some popcorn, and, you know, just have fun. Hold an open house and send out invites to friends and family and tell them to stop by between the hours of 2 to 5 maybe, set hours, and set out finger food, eggnog, wine, and stuff like that, and just have an open house for family and friends. Okay. Gift wrapping. This is always my favorite. Brown paper bags, newspaper, old shopping bags, pages from magazines are those things that you can gift wrap gifts in. Okay? I got the biggest kick when one of my coworkers gift wrapped my gift in comic books. And it was the Sunday comics. She wrapped my gift in the Sunday comics. I love it. I thought it was so cute. I wasn't even paying attention to the gift itself. I was paying attention to the wrapping. So, and you also know after the holidays, wrapping is free. Do it in a brown paper bag. You know, like some supermarkets give you brown paper bags still. Collect those brown paper bags and wrap the gifts in a brown paper bag and then decorate them. Decorate them. You can have your kids decorate the paper bags with their drawings or little cartoons, or you can decorate them. See, you got original wrapping paper. You know, you've done it yourself, and you made it creative. So these are some of the things that you can do as far as serving food for the holidays, having a party for the holidays. You know that after Christmas and after all the holiday, everything supposedly goes cheap. I haven't seen any great deals after Halloween. I haven't even seen any great deals after Thanksgiving. Maybe Christmas will be better. Who knows? But keep a budget. Definitely keep a budget. Because between me and you, and don't tell anybody, I haven't done Christmas in 4 years, 5 years maybe. But that's between us. Don't tell anybody. The reason I haven't done it is because it just didn't make any sense any longer. When I was working, I used to always buy expensive gifts for my coworkers. Excuse me, and I used to buy expensive gifts for my family. And then after a while, they were like, okay, thank you very much and whatever. I didn't feel really that I was spending the money and it was being appreciated. So I just stopped doing it. I would buy, maybe I would get a pie and just, or cake, or I would go and get the, you know, the butter cookies and stuff, and I would just buy, bring a tin of butter cookies to the job and say, here, this is it. And I would make sure the butter cookies cost me less than maybe $3-4 for 10 and call it a day and everybody share it. If you like it, fine. If you didn't, you know, I'm okay with it. As far as friends and family, I mean, me and my girlfriends and stuff said, you know what, we'll go out to eat after the first of the year because it didn't make sense to spend money that we didn't have on gifts that we may or may not like. As far as my mother and stuff, you know, I would shop for her during the course of the summertime. And also I was doing the same thing when I was giving my coworkers gifts. I set a budget of $25, and that $25 back in the day of yard sales went a long way. All right, if I was giving you a gift, then definitely your gift was no more than like $2. But it was a nice gift, but it was like a $2 gift. So after I stopped doing that, I just said, you know what, I'm going to take the money, I'm going on vacation. So every year I try to go on vacation. That's what I'm doing this year. I want to spend my holiday knowing that I'm spending the holiday and I'm spending my money for an experience. Like I told you before, you save up and you take the kids somewhere really great for the holidays. And he's like, oh, I got family and stuff like that. Fine. You can do after the holidays. But spend the money on experiences and start saving now for that experience. I rather, because you can always say, oh, I went here and I went there. Your brain will say, oh, you know, you had a good time. You'll remember those experiences. Will you remember that gift Aunt Sue gave you three years ago? No. Will you remember the gift that Grandma and Grandpa gave you 5 years ago? No. But you will remember we went skiing. We took the family ice skating in Vermont. You'll remember that. So spend the money on experiences, folks. Next week, I will not be with you because I am going on vacation for my holiday. I'm not going to tell you where I'm going. Oh, what the heck. I'm going to Vegas, baby. Vegas. That's my stomping ground. I love Vegas, but I do Vegas on the cheap. And I'll talk to you about that later on. I want to wish everybody a blessed and safe holiday. If I don't speak to them before, I'll probably speak to you definitely after Christmas. Because I'll be back in about a week or two, so I'll speak to you after. So I'll catch you in between the Christmas and New Year's, where we'll probably talk about money in the news, December's. And on that note, like I said, I want to wish everybody a very happy and blessed holiday. And Cheap Cheetah stuff is almost free, folks. All you have to do is just tell me your best money-saving idea. And email me at cheapcheetah@yahoo.com. And the best money-saving idea gets the free Cheap Cheetah either T-shirt or tote bag. Also, the e-books, 30 minutes of Cheap Cheetah savings in 30 minutes or less. Well, actually, it's frugal living in 30 minutes or less, the Cheap Cheetah way. And holiday savings, the Cheap Cheetah way. All free ebooks, just email me at cheapcheetah@yahoo.com. On that note, keep your mind on your money on your mind. God bless you. Have a safe and happy holiday. And I'll see you in about 2 weeks. Take care. And save that money.